My name is Wu Man, and I play the pipa over 20 years. It's pear-shaped lute kind of instrument with four strings, A, D, E, A, that's tuning. That's open string tuning. That's the range of the instrument. Well, the fingering. The pipa music we have two styles. One is we call lyrical style, which is very, you probably heard a lot, slow and a lot of vibrato, bending notes. And you know, the music always describes scenery, like water, moon, river, you know, kind of like Chinese painting. And the other style we call martial style, which is very dramatic, and it's kind of a storyteller, imitate this battle, there's famous piece called Shi Mian Mai Fu, ambush from all sides. That's the two traditional style, but the rhythmically very square, which is always... You know, during early 80s, Chinese government opened door to the West, and first time I heard the rock and roll, I heard the jazz. All my schoolmates, they played violin, they played piano, or they were composer. They said, "Hey, man, I'm leaving tomorrow, or I'm leaving next week." I said, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to America." I said, "I wanted to know outside. I wanted to see how the musician in a different world, in other country." That's the reason I moved here. We have frets. We can play any kind of tune, but the rhythm is very, very different. I really enjoyed it. I really like it. It's, of course, it's different with the traditional pipa music. Definitely been through a lot of difficulty time because when I came here, I didn't speak English at all, and I didn't know any of the culture, the music, everything. I remember when I came here, first time I played in New York Chinatown with the Chinese community, and some audience came to me and said, "What is that instrument?" And nobody really interested in Chinese music. But fortunately, I think now it's Asian culture or Chinese culture became, people pay attention, people really wanted to know. And so I think that's the great time for being a Chinese musician. Challenge is to what's next? How can I reach more, especially younger generation, to understand, not only in America, also in China as well, to understand the traditional music or to understand the music? Now I have a couple of teenager students, and also I have a little boy, 8 years old. He came to my concert and he really wanted to learn pipa. Every time I play all the kids came to, "Wow, this is a cool instrument. I wanted to learn." So that's the hope.